Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today we'll be exploring just some of the great music written in 1933. I've skipped the opening theme, as I've a lot to play in the next 30 minutes or so. To open, here's the march from the 1933 blockbuster film King Kong. Max Steiner's King Kong March from Nigel Ogden's 2002 CD, You Ought to Be in Pictures, featuring the original installation Compton in the Plaza Cinema Stockport, Lancashire. That Compton has recently been renovated, along with the 1932 Art Deco Theatre itself, and the total cinema experience there is a real delight. I Covered the Waterfront was composed by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green in 1933, and saw its first chart success with the recordings by Eddie Duchin and Joe Hames. Unusually, it wasn't written for celluloid or stage, relying on radio for spreading its popularity. Gus Varney, one of the few organists to record for a major label, cut this arrangement of the song for Warner Brothers on the Wurlitzer at the Organ Loft Salt Lake City in 1962. Thank you. I cover the waterfront, Gus Farney, and the Organloft Wurlitzer in Salt Lake City. Recordings of the concert-style Muller in the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles are rare, and while it can produce theatre sounds, it really is better suited to classical repertoire. But Jack Lauren, a Los Angeles organist who was active in the 60s and 70s, recorded the first hi-fi stereo album of the Shrine's Muller, playing popular repertoire, which included Al Dubin and Harry Warren's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, which was one of the songs featured in the 1934 film Moulin Rouge, which starred Lucille Ball, the Boswell sisters, and Russ Colombo. It was also revived in the fabulous 2017 London stage production of 42nd Street. In 1933, George and Ira Gershwin wrote a mere 28 songs for a show called Let 'Em Eat Cake, which only ran for 90 performances. Just one song survived. Buddy Cole included Mine on a 1957 album featuring his original Robert Morton from the Capitol Theatre, Marshallstown, Iowa, which he installed in his home studio in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Plain by Ira and George Gershwin, taped by Buddy Cole on his home Robert Morton. Billy Mayall's piano novelty compositions translate well onto theatre pipes, although relatively few, such as Marigold, Evening Primrose and Chopsticks, have actually made it into some artists' playlists. In 1933, Billy wrote a suite he called The Four Aces. This is the charming Ace of Hearts, with Simon Gledhill at the console of the Wurlitzer in the San Filippo Victorian Music Salon in Barrington, Illinois. Ace of Hearts, one of the four movements from Billy Mayall's Four Aces Suite.
Thank you.
from the 1933 Busby Berkeley film Footlight Parade. That was By a Waterfall, played by the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond, on the ex-Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer, then in the Kitchen Brothers car showroom in Diss, Norfolk. I still have quite a number of Robin's organist entertain shows that I recorded off-air in the 1970s, and which I have slowly been transferring to computer hard disk. Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen co-wrote Stormy Weather for the 1933 review Cotton Club Parade, one of the annual musical events at Harlem's Cotton Club. Duke Ellington, of course, cut aside, but the number one chart toppers came from the Leah Reisman Band and Ethel Waters, with the Lena Horne revival appearing 10 years later. This is Tom Hazleton and the Long Gone Barton in the Chicago Stadium, taped during the 1985 American Theatre Organ Society convention. Stormy Weather, a great rhythmic arrangement from the late Tom Hazleton in the massive acoustic of the now-demolished Chicago Stadium. Coming closer to home, here's a short track of Dudley Savage and the Compton plus the electrostatic ethereal mellotone in the ABC Royal Plymouth with Otto Harbach and Jerome Kearns, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. That, of course, was a BBC recording for Dudley's As Prescribed Hospital Request Show that ran from 1948 until the late 1970s. Back to songwriter Harold Arlen and to a song copyrighted in 1933 and revived in the 1973 film Paper Moon, starring Ryan and Tatum O'Neill. The song was, as you may have already guessed, It's Only a Paper Moon, and its original chart successes came from Paul Whiteman's orchestra and singer Cliff Edwards. This is one arrangement that I particularly like. Dennis James on the keyboards of the Robert Morton in the Ohio Theatre, Columbus, Ohio. It's Only a Paper Moon. Dennis James and the Ohio Theatre Robert Morton close today's show. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope that you'll be back with me next week for another sampling of music from the 1930s. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.